tried to be masber a little bit, just the small hadamah in of Mizayin or Ichlin, that's found in the sugyo, and then we'll get to the halachas, Be'ez Hashem, Na'alas Kofayim Be'ez, and Kofayim Gemu. The Gemara says, on Nunum Be'ez, brings down the Machlagis Dibri of Elezim and Rabbanon, Yain Hashem Yosef Osei Chamayim In Vavarchal Abrei Pei Agofen Ela Abrei Pei Benayt Lemenu Edayim Mishin Osei Osei Chamayim Vavarchal Abrei Pei Agofen Veinayt Lemenu Edayim Dibri Belog Chomayim Bein Kako Bein Kako Vavarchal Abrei Pei Agofen Veinayt Lemenu Edayim Zabti Gopek Tegumor Keman Azo Hoda Amar Shmur Oy Sa Odom Kom Terach Odafad Keman Kriya Bemiyazim. Who does Shmur the murder go like that says Oy Sa Odom Kom Terach Odafad? That Zabti Gopek is that goes like Rebbe Lezer. Dr. Ashi, the Omer Neitlin immediately Yadayin, but the Chayish Lehefter Neitlin. Shmuel's going to leave with the Rebbe Lezer that holds that you're allowed to be Neitlin Yadayin with this May Peres, the Chol HaPachas, and he's not Chayish Lehefter Neitlin. Vice versa, that goes like Shmuel, that always tells him to Chol HaPach. Now, the Chor of the Shaila is that Rashi learns the Sugiyah, at least the way that Rishenim understands Rashi. Rashi's understanding the Sugiyah is not talking about the Tilas Yadayin because your hands are dirty. Rather, you're Rashi taught the sugi is handling Nikilas Yadayim Lebracha. The Mela, you need Das Mayim. There's no Shaila. Is Meperis considered Mayim? Meperis is considered Mayim with Rebbe Lezer. Yayim is not considered Mayim. But the whole need in the Seva of the Dinim, Nikilas Yayim and Sudom. Nikilas Yadayim and Sudom, that's the Chor of a Mitzvah. Eva Zay, what's the Raya from Rebbe Lezer that he holds? Like Shmuel, or Shmuel holds like Rebbe Lezer, that Oysa Adam Trach of Bapa, the Chor, this is handling a specific Jir of a Mitzvah. Can't sign up the din of a mitzvah. It's mutter with us to talk of the past. Where do we see that even that it's mutter? The Rebbe Lezer would be masking to Shmuel as something which is not a tariff of a mitzvah. Lismer carry out to the past. Who says that Rebbe Lezer would be masking such a case? Mechor over here is a mitzvah. The whole part of the Shita's Rashi. The Shita states it. The Rush brings it down really from the Ravid and other Rishin that holds that it's handling Nikilat Yadayim for Nikiyat. So in the Chanami, have a good Ravid. But the feed Rashi that holds that handling the kids of Diamond Sudha, we're handling a sphere of mitzvah. So, coming that it's a mitzvah, Ken Zander of Lezer holds, since it's a mitzvah, it's not a chesed, a hefted reichman. Something which you need for a mitzvah, not a hefted. So, the chur, maybe it's mashma with Rashi, then he holds that even if it is for a mitzvah, it's not what you're hefted. Like Rashi says later on, Rashi says in the Gemara, Mamshich and Yain Mitzinoiris, the Snei Chosn, the Snei Kalo, Sat Rashi, Mishum Simentari. Main kamish will be zayin behefted. The fish mekablin and say bereish piyatina bekli. Look, Rashi, there's no problem with zayin behefted because you bring mekablin mayim at the end of the pipe. There's a pitcher there catching it. No problem with zayin behefted. I lechur at the mitzvah over here at simchas chasam mekala. Why is the mutter to be mafter there? My say shita Rashi is that hefted oichlin is not mutter even if it's a tzarek mitzvah. Even if it's a tzarek mitzvah, hefted oichlin is not mutter. Hey, but then you have a good raya from Rebbe Lezer. Is what's the right thing? What right does Rebbe Lezer say that you have to be wash your hands when the tefillah yadayim with and be mafter eichlin? I have to tzarich mitzvah, but tzarich mitzvah is not enough of the tefillah to be mafter eichlin. Vice versa, the fact that Rebbe Lezer holds that you're allowed to do it. Vice versa, regardless of whether or not it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be mafter eichlin because ois adam kol tzarich b'pas like shmosim. The only shaila is, then what's the chiddush of the gemara b'chol? Mamshichin yain b'tzinoiris b'snei chosin b'snei kalam. What's the chiddush? What would I have thought if nothing? What is he doing wrong? He's not being mafter anything, and the chiddush is no bizayin. So what's the chiddush over here that Mamshich and Yair Mitzinoiris is saying Chatzot Tzinyan Kaha? If you understand like the Pashas of the Rajman or Rebbeinu Yehuda understand, not the way the Beit Yitzchak understood them. The Pashas is that in the Chanami Yitzchak don't need a kli at the end of the tzinyan, then you let a mamash be mafter for a simple cost of the kali, you let be mafter the yayin. You're allowed to have the yain pouring out of the tzinoiris, and there's no cup at the end of cashing. Why? Because that's the ikr simchas chasam makala. I mean, that's what it's mafter eichlin, simchas chasam makala. Well, the vishita Rashi, you're not being mafter eichlin, and the lashon of Rashi is ein kam bizoyin, ein kam mishum bizoyin behetzim fish makam b'sev reish bi yatziner. So what's the chiddush that you're allowed to do it? What would I have thought that you shouldn't be able to do it? So the chura daf is done with that Rashi, like the way that the Beis Yosef understood the Rashi. Then in the Chanami Yitzchak is a little bit of bizoyin. The fact that you're being mamshech the yayin in the tzinoiris, that in itself is a little bit of yizayin. But since it's not going to hefted, and it's for a simchas chasam makala, they mashered it. It's not going to hefted, I'll have to be after. After yizayin, it's simchas chasam makala. The matzah is this little bit of design that it is to use to have the wine flow for not for eating purposes, rather just for simple chasam rakal. That etzem has a little bit of design in it. However, there are matzah with simple chasam rakal. I'll test it. There is no matzah with simple chasam rakal. So when Rashi says ve'in kamishum bizayin v'hefzid, so l'chor you have to say over here ein kamishum bizayin v'hefzid v'fish mekam v'hefzid 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 that there's no bizayin because there's not going to be a hefzid. If the wine would have gone at the end, would have just flowed out and not been caught in the kli, that would have been bizayin and hefzid. But now that you're not, now that it's being caught at the end, so there's no, Rashi says, in kam bizoin v'hefzid l'fisha v'kam v'hefzid v'hefzid v'hefzid. There's no bizoin and hefzid because you're going to catch it. Mashma, that if you wouldn't have caught it, there would have been bizoin. It's only not a bizoin since you're catching it at the end. It seems to be from Rashi, that Rashi's understanding that the bizoin, that what is when is bizoin after? Bizoin is after when there's going to be a hefzid. If there's going to be a hefzid, so then the bizoin is after. But if it's not going to be a hefzid, because it's going to be in at the end of the day, so don't reckon it to bizoin. Why is it a bizayin? How could it be a bizayin for Eichel if it's not going to be if there's not going to be hefzid at the end of the day? You can do what you want with it. If you're going to drink it up, you can spill it on the floor. If you're going to lick it from the floor, that's not considered a bizayin. Ein kan bizayin v'hefzid is a fish in makam. There's no bizayin in hefzid because you're catching it, which would come out of the chayil that the whole din of bizayin Eichelin is doubtful when it's going to be a hefzid. Which makes a lot of sense in Rashi. Rashi later on says by Gluskoy to throw pas. She says Rashi is. It's also to throw pas. Shrei after you make the chama, you mustn't be custom. Rashi says you can't throw it even if you make the chama because it's nimasim bizri custom. It gets nimas bizri custom. In fact, the achrayim, when the Rishayim say not this way, the achrayim by pas, it does not only in mius. Pas seems to be in the Gemara that it's also to bizri pas even if it's not nimas. What's up with the Rashi says that if it's nimas? So there are sheep that are sharing that hold that staka, the ra'ol, it's a mafurish, and it's staka with its nimah. There's staka no difference, that's the way they taste it, it's in the rift. But there's no difference between other foods and pas, and staka with its nimah. Why? So if you understand Rashi like we're understanding him, if staka does chat with Rashi, that the only time that there's a chasarn in bizayin is staka if it's going to be hefzid, but if there's no hefzid, then there's not a chasarn in bizayin. So then over here also, there wouldn't be, if you would be, if it wouldn't be nimah, then there would be no chasarn in bizayin. To throw a piece of challah on the table that nothing is nimah, so then what's the chasarn of bizayin? Somebody's going to eat it in a minute. If it's going to be nimah, so no one's going to eat it, then you have a chasarn of bizayin. And it would be after the maisa being, of throwing the pas would be after since it's nimah, so it's also because it's going to bring, it's a bizayin and no one's going to eat it. Which, kum ta'is l'shitas Rashi, l'chor, l'fid is, that the only chasarn that there is by bizayin Eichlin is dafke, it's nifsan at the end of the day. In kam chesaron bizayin v'hefzid l'fishim akamah yisrael b'resh b'yitzin r'mekli. There's no chesaron of bizayin unless it's going to be nifsan. Unless it's going to be the whole chesaron of moyes by the food, it's because once it's moyes, nobody's going to eat it. Since it's moyes, nobody's going to eat it, maybe that's going to bring hefzid. But be'etzem in and of itself, there's no chesaron of bizayin. But l'chorro, Kevin is talking about the name. L'chorro, he actually said that's John Rashi, that the only chesaron of bizayin is that when it comes to hefzid. Because, first of all, if it's not, this etzem din of Mamshichin Yayin Bitsinari, so Chavar Chosin Rekawa. Why is it after the Fiyah Chosin Rekawa? Why is it after that they matter to be Mamshichin Yayin Bitsinari for the Chosin Rekawa? If it's not going to be, if it's not going to be a hefzid at the end of the day, because you're catching it in the picture, so we won't reckon the little bit that is being bizayin by going down the pipe as the bizayin. Since it's not nifted at the end of the day, if Shitas Rashi is that it's not nifted at the end of the day, there's no bizayin. It's over here also, there's no bizayin. Even if it's not for Chosin Rekawa. You could do it on a Tuesday afternoon because you're bored. Imam Shechem, you see there. And to say that the Gemara is Lav Dafka, that's because what they did, L'chor is Eile B'mashma. V'mshich Inyayim Tzinur is L'chover Chosim HaKavah. L'chor the Chiddush is, it's not specifically, it's not Lav Dafka and it's all the time. Pashas is specifically for Chosim HaKavah. Mashma that be'etzem to do it on a, just for no good reason, not for Chosim HaKavah, would be also Bizayin Eichun. I, there's no Hefzit. Vice versa, there's just such a thing as Bizayin, even there's no Hefzit. And that's then that it's kamat mafurishim mesechah sefer. Mesechah sefer, the sefer brings down, the rishonim bring down, it says the inyan bizayin eichlin. For those that have looked through mesechah sefer a little bit, I just got to know it now. Mesechah sefer talks about different kiddush from the beginning to the end. There's no food mentioned in Sefer Tosafot, except in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudalim. And it comes until the Adam. The Halacha over there in Perek Gimel is talking about Bizarin of Tzvarim. What you're allowed to put the Tzvarim, what's considered Bizarin of Tzvarim, what's not considered Bizarin of Tzvarim. And then the Gemara, then the Sefer Tosafot brings down, and also he's giving Mavazah Eichlin. You can't eat Eichlin, Eichlin, Bechulu, can't sit on a Kupa, Shul Eichlin. Nothing to do, Zichr the Din of Hefzit, Bizarin by Tzvarim, Zichr has nothing to do with Hefzit, that's for sure. Hashis, the Dimin also has nothing to do with it. It's a Dim specifically been against the Bizarin. Nothing to do with Hefzit. The same way you're not supposed to be Mavazah Tzvarim, you're not supposed to be Mavazah Eichlin. And even more Mepharish is the Prima Godin. So it doesn't say that that's Rashi. He says, like the Prima Godin, yearly, in Kofayin Aleph, yearly payers hasurim ba'anok ba'or le'beklai ha'kerem, osur la'vaz es oisom, la'shlichum es mechotem ba'kalem. Es mo'ach behem le'mokim kit v'rechash. Af agav de mitzvah zav le'henet menu, so it's not considered hano, but it's not considered it's not considered me nene from the Isra hano, because what in biza iko, ve'lav mishum es oisom no'gubay, and la'osur la'vaz es oisom, le'bayit batevo, u'mitzvah la'sarfen, u'l'vaz es oisom. He says, even something which is the Suriano, so there's no Hefzer Eichlin because it's not the deed. Even so, the Chassan, you're not allowed to take it to be Mevazet, Hakel, the Shechot, and Makala. If it's going to get ruined, it's going to be a Bizarin. Why? Also, Levazet Eichlin, Levayit Batoivo, or which will start from the Lord of Azaitim. This lesson of Levayit Batoivo, Makor is really in Rashi and Tainu. And this is also another Makor, even Bishikas Rashi, that he holds. And Bizar Eichlin has nothing to do with Hefzer Eichlin. The Gemara over there tells a story. It says Rav Huna, on Erev Shabbos, would always buy the leftover fruits and vegetables from the shuk, that there shouldn't be anything left over. Because he was scared if there's going to be leftovers, so then the farmers aren't going to want to bring the next week, because they know that a lot of stuff is going to get ruined in their refrigerators. If they leave it over to Sunday, it's going to get ruined. So they're scared if they bring the stuff, it's going to get ruined. But after they're not going to want to bring the next week, and there's not going to be fruits and vegetables that come to Shabbos. The Mele Rav Huna always made sure that by the end of the week, before they closed up for Shabbos, all the fruits and vegetables were gone. Now what did he do with these fruits and vegetables? The Gemara says he took it and he threw it into the water. Chucked it into the ocean. The Gemara goes through back and forth. Why did he give it to Anim? The Gemara says because then they would start being tameh on him, and sometimes there wouldn't be extras, and he wouldn't buy, and then the Anim wouldn't have any food. They didn't want to do that. So the Gemara, fine, give it to animals. So, Zap the Gemara, Kasav Rav Huna, Ma'achal Adam, Asa La'achil Le'behim. You're not allowed to food. Who knows the opinion that you're not allowed to take food that is royal for a person and feed it to an animal. So tell him. So what did he do? Instead of taking the food and feeding it to an animal, he took it and chuck it into the ocean. So Sadi says it's going to waste. So what's the concern? If we look at Rashi and Tanya, Rashi says, because nira kimavayit batayim sheshviya kodesh baruch hu. To take something which is royal for a person and feed it to an animal, that looks like a mamash bizayin. To take it into and to throw it into the ocean, you're getting rid of it. It's as if you're throwing it into the garbage. But to take something which is right for a person, to feed it to an animal, you're clearly saying that, oh, this is not something which is a davar choshev. This is not. Mamela Rav Huna, instead he rather took it, chucked it into the water. That's according to the first Pshat Rashi. Second Pshat Rashi, see over there, Rashi is Bechal. He says that he threw it into the water and went down the stream, and other people found it later on, and it wasn't found Bechal. But the first Pshat Rashi goes, it's talking about Rav Huna, instead of being Mevayit Batev, instead of being Mevazet Eichlin, he took it and threw it in the garbage. So we see that the din of Hefzer Eichlin and Bizar Eichlin are two totally different things. No Shach Hefzer. And if there's an Isser of Bizar Eichlin, because Mevayit Batev Sheshviya Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even if you're not going to be Mevayit Eichlin. And Pashas is an Isser of Hefzer Eichlin, can also. It could be that the whole, it could be Mamash Fakir, what we said before. We said before that the whole chesaron of Bizarin is daf when there's going to be a Hefzid. Kenzai, the whole chesaron of Hefzid is daf when there's a Bizarin. If there's no Bizarin, then there's no chesaron of Hefzid. Why Tak is no chesaron of Hefzid? What happened to the din of Batash? How come there's no mention of Batash as Bechlau mentioned in the entire figure? Nam the Gemara, Nam the Rishenim, Nam the Echrenim. No one ever mentions the whole shell is Bizarin with Hefzid, Hefzid is Bizarin, but there's no shell of Batash over here. So if you look at the Rambam says there's two places where he handles throwing out food. The first one is that, really the second one is in Hilchos Malacha. When he's talking about the Ikir Din of Baal Tashchis, which was said with regard to trees, that if you're going to make a matzor on a town, it's also to cut down the fruit trees. Says the Rambam, "Ein kritis miyloni maichol shechutz lemedina." It's also to cut down the fruit trees that are outside the Medina. Vein moyim mehem amas hamayim kedei sheyevoishu. And you're not allowed to prevent the water from going to them until they dry out. Not just you're not allowed to cut them down, you're not allowed to make sure, let them dry out. Shenem alei tashlus is eitzim. And he continues, Perek vav alacha ches through yud. Ilan maichol shehizkin vein oitel adavar muat shein roi letroyat boi mutal eitzim. That which I said that you're not allowed to cut it down, stops if it puts out a decent amount of food. But if it doesn't put out a decent amount of fruit, and it's more of a tircha to keep it than not to keep it, then you're allowed to cut it down. It's not a problem. Zok ter, in halacha yud, v'loy ha'ilan es bovad, elakol ha'meshaber kelim v'kareya v'godim, v'horir binyin, v'tsoy tamayin, u'madim ma'choles derech ha'shkoto, oy v'bulei sashu. V'in yolek ala makas mayim v'in divrein. The Madaik in the Rambam, he says, in yolek ala makas mayim v'in divrein, the pashu he holds that the whole issue is alright, so v'lei sashu is dafka by knocking down a tree. But by everything else, throwing out food and everything, is only there abonim. Ish Nogun, that's the pasuk that the Madaik in the Rambam. Come in the Rambam. What's the Isra of Ashkosa? Mishaber Kelim, Kareya Begodim, Hur Yubinin, Vesay Samayin, Derech Ashkosa. Umayim in Machal, Derech Ashkosa. It has to be Dafka, but it's Derech Ashkosa. It's not Derech Ashkosa. Rather, like the case of the tree, that is, there's more of a tircha to keep it than not to keep it. I can go to the garbage, yeah, but it's going to cost me more time, or more money, or more investment, to keep the tree, and not to keep the tree, you're allowed to knock on the tree. I bought that shit, that's not bought that shit. But that's what is when it's derech hashkosa. If it's not considered derech hashkosa, there's no answer about that shit. The main life, when somebody wants to sign on that, that's kind of the sugya. In Udra sugya, in the Hanami, there's no one you know about that shit over here. The whole Hanurai in our sugya is, can you use it to be semichir kar, can you use it to wash your hands, can you use it to be mamshik yayin, and simple kosher makala. There's always the time behind it, there's always the reason behind what you're doing. There really is no batashas. Batashas is when it's derech hashkosa. This is never derech hashkosa. I'm always doing it for a reason. You have to decide whether or not the reason is a good enough reason. But the reason, there's always a reason there. I'm washing my hands. I'm playing frisbee with my pizza. Whatever it is. But there's a reason why I'm doing it. It's not considered derech hashkosa. The main is no answer about batashas. The whole reason over here is that we're going to get to have to know it's going to be derech bizar. Is it a batashas? Not batashas. But maybe it's going to be master derechman, that hoop is to be bizar. Not every time can you do something for a third. If it's done in the derech of Yizayin, then it's awesome. The Kolosh of the Rambam in Hillel's Brachos. He says, very kind of like a test, Osu lahafsir oichlin, you can't be mafsir derech oichlin, derech bizayin will be eaten. Mamma shah seem much as Rashi, boyit b'teva of the Shishvira of the Brachos. You can't be mafsir derech oichlin, derech bizayin will be eaten. Can't sound like we're saying before in the Nashi. The whole essence to be mafsir derech oichlin is not the one that's done in the oichlin, which is derech bizayin will be eaten. If it's a third, it's not considered half derech one because you're not, it's not a chazar, it's not derech bizu bito. Come to it, aga, it would come out like this, that the whole ending of baltashkas is up if you go ahead and you're matched with something derech hashkasa. But if somebody doesn't want to be carrying the din of the sinus arrived and you leave a little bit piece over of his chicken, he's not eating. It's not considered derech hashkasa, you're not being matched with it at all. B'chol, what Ramesha says, he says in a tshuva in Yerideo, that the whole iser of batashas is dafka to be mashas to be a dayim. But to just leave something to let it go back, that wouldn't be that's not the iser. We're not mechuyik to prevent, to take, make sure that something gets prevented from going back. What? If it's already, what? In which case you're talking about? If you leave over the thing. So Ken's on in the Chanami. For you to throw it out, maybe that would be because you would eat it. But for somebody else to eat it, somebody else to throw it out, it's really not right for anybody else to eat. No one else would eat it. The meal over there wouldn't be about Pashas. You're not being... For you to throw it out, maybe. So, but Pashas is not. Pashas is also... Since it's Kokama that it's a turn, it's not Derech Hashchosa Ba'alma, it's also not a problem. That's Lechor, when we come to in the studio, that it's not that the Bizoyin is also because you're being masked. Rather, can say the whole Isser of Hefted is like the Rambam says, Osu lahafsir oichlin, derech bizui b'ito. And in Udra Sugya, there's no concern about Tashas, so they're doing it for a third. You're doing it for a third, but you know already by the Isser, the rice of a tree, that it's more than a tirchot to keep it, and to cut it down, you gotta cut it down. It's not a problem about Tashas. Over here, Udra Sugya, something like a third. There's no concern about Tashas. But can say, even though you don't have a concern about Tashas, maybe it's still considered bizarre. Bizarre to the oichlin. And that method does, is there bizarre, there's no bizarre. That's the third of the national. no way that they should. And then you have to say that the Heftarechim, when he says B'dat of Yilaz, is also because he's only Zayin. Now it's because Heftarechim, that's an image of Shmuel. In a Chanan. Just to see, maybe, trying to see the Ikar Alochet now of B'dat of Yilaz, Kufayin Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah brings down at the beginning, in Tefkot in Dalet, he says that the whole, he brings down a Lashon Lomag and Avram, that the whole concern of Bizei Erechlin is that if it's not a Terech Odom. But if it's a Terech of Refuah, it's a Terech Odom, and he adds on another Tanai also, that it's Derech Odom, not this king, Derech Odom, not this king, then it's not considered a concern of Bizei Erechlin. Now it's interesting to note that he quotes the Lashon Lomag and Avram, however, he leaves down what the Magen Avraham says, that you're allowed to soak your flask and wash your clothing with wine. Mishra v'kriyisam. He does not bring that down. Why does he not bring it down? So tell somebody once in time, that in the time of the Mishra Berurah, he wasn't there to wash your clothing with wine. This is not the Zerach Vashi Kolim with wine. But Meilin Islam, it is the Zerach Bizu Yubito. That's considered Bizu Yubito. But anything L'chor which would be considered a Zerach to wash your clothing with, then in Echlami, it wouldn't be Bizu Yubito. For Meila, to use milk to take out permanent marker, yes, it really works. To use seltzer to take out stains in clothing, L'chor is not considered a problem because it's a Zerach Vashi Kolim. It's a Zerach Vashi Kolim, it's not considered Bizu Yubito. Yesh Vashi Kolim with Menegeh to seltzer. Is seltzer considered like water, or seltzer not considered like water? Water is given the Terech Adam, you're allowed to do whatever you want with it. You can wash yourself with it, you can clean the sponge on the floor with it, you can do whatever you want with water. Does seltzer have the same din? Or do we say, no, seltzer the mindset, they bottle it in a way, they prepare it and bottle it in a way that it's made for steel. They don't put it in together with the soap that you sell for the floor. It's something that you do, generally is given for steel. Do we say the ma'aser though? At the end of the day, it's like mine, and it's not mazon. Doesn't have any. It's not zon like water. It has nothing to have to do. I saw about that from Scheinberg. He went to the time of the Benegev to my Afreinu that you shouldn't use seltzer unless you don't have any other. You're allowed to wash my Afreinu with anything else if you don't have water. I feel if you have water, you should always use water. If you don't have water, you're allowed to use any other mashkin. So the same thing applies to seltzer. Nothing you don't have other water, or if it's going to be spilled out anyhow. It's considered, there's no headset over there, there's no music, it's just a leftover, then you would be allowed to use the seltzer. Vice versa, he understood that once they put in the bubble, it already has a din that it's miyuchad for shtiyah, it's already turned into a drink, it doesn't have a din of bayim anymore, you shouldn't use it unless it's a terech on the first day, or you wouldn't be allowed to use it. If it's not a thing, then you should not use it. Now the Mishnah Berurah is moisef, he's mazmen the bir halacha, and he adds on to what the Magen Avraham said, that it also has to be the derech oilam masas king. Mainly you need two things for it to be Muslim. It has to be that it's a Terech of the Adam, and it has to be Derech of the Masas King. Now Yesh Lain, with regard to making the watermelons into carriages, is that considered a Terech of Adam? You make it for a Kiddush, you carve out half of a watermelon, and make it turn into a carriage, or something else, and you scoop out all the watermelon. So hopefully you scoop out the watermelon and make them into balls and something else. Because if you're just going to chuck it out, then Pashas, that would be the Chur. Vatashas is Derech HaShosa, because somebody could eat it. Shalas, can you do that if the rest of the watermelon that's not made into balls, is that considered Bizerich and to make it into a cleat? Can you take a carrot and make it into an apple and make it into a swan? Especially if nobody has, at the end of the day that nobody's going to eat it. So after Berkowitz knows that in Hanami, it's considered a Terech Adam. You're doing it in the noise, it's considered a Terech Adam. And Zikr is the Derech Adam, not the king. The Meva would be Mutter. Each line in the Klal is considered a Bizayin. I was planning. Is it considered a Bizayin to the Eichlin? To make a watermelon to take slices of fruit and make it into a flower. Is it a Bizayin to the Eichlin? Ba'etan, you could eat it. It's not something, you didn't make it look a certain way that it looks disgusting. It could very well be, and probably the fastest is, that no one's going to eat it, it's going to end up in the garbage can. However, the actual making of L'chor HaKashas is not a considered Bizayin. The fact that it's going to get thrown out at the end of the day, then L'chor is not you didn't do anything. It's only at the end of the day that no one's going to eat it. So maybe to you weren't mashma to be a dime, you made it into a nice thing. and somebody feeding them. The fact that at the end of the day no one can eat it, that wasn't Ashkal to be alive. L'chur is not a design. L'chur it should be Muslim. So those that are and those that matter more, it's not exactly, they don't exactly talk about this case. Some talk about, so Diane Fisher wants to tell us that you could even take a potato and cut out the, what some people do, cut out from the potato and fill it up with oil and put a wick inside and light it. That's considered a terracotta when you mutter. And Yishlayim, b'chol, if a raw potato, something which is not roi la'achila now, is that considered a chatorin of b'zorin erichlin or not? Is it the same, does the pasta seem dinim of b'zorin erichlin? Even if you have to make a bracha on it, yeah, l'chur. But it's not considered erichlin because that's the way that people eat it. The pasta doesn't have a dinim of erichlin. The Madaik, some people want to say takanata with this. Madaik from the Mechaba, the Mechaba says in the last dish, Hazorkin Chikon Snech Hassanim, Sarkin Zorish Lizibur of Mokhm Rocky. Again, Mechaba with some Misham Kadesh Lizibur of Mokhm Rocky. It says that when you take the Chitin are not Roy Lachilo, until you grind it and make it into flour and bake it, it's not Roy Lachilo, it wouldn't be a problem. He says you still should not throw them into, onto the floor where they can get, people are going to step on them. So it's Bizarin of the Eichon. But it says, even if it's not Ra'il Achila, that's Machayat HaMuslik will be Zayin Erichlin. That would mean that even by flour and other things, L'chur, you shouldn't do be Zayin Erichlin. But L'chur, to make flour into Play-Doh and into glue and other things, paper mache, if it's a Terech HaDazel, that's the only way to do it. You don't have other glue, and it's Zerech HaDazel, not the same, which is Kinir it is. L'chur, it also, it would be Muslim. If you have glue, however, L'chur is not a Terech HaDazel, and you shouldn't use it. And it would be Zayin Erichlin. Even though it's flour and it's not Ra'il Achila. That's the first din of meal. The second din is that ein lahaver kris mole, ein lahaver. Now it's main lahaver lo kris mole. One should not pass over food with a kris mole. Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah says shekarav adam rishi shafik alav yima because it could very well spill and become disgusting, which would be zayin to the aichel. The meila, one should be careful, especially by shavuot brachas, and they take the kris. That they filled up and they're moving it from person to person with the each bracha, and they, very often they do not have the plate in the bottom, and the one that's flying all over the plate. B'chol, when the person's making kiddush, and since you're supposed to fill the kiddush all the way to the top, and it's on top of your challah, or on top of your whatever the cake and cooking thing you have, be careful that it doesn't spill. The chur, you should not put it on top of it, because if it's a karav adar, then it's going to spill. And the chur, the same thing would apply to anything which is very shchiyach that it would spill. If you know that somebody has a problem pouring, the little thing is, don't let them pour if there's chal on the table, which is going to spill and it's going to get ruined. Anything which is not specifically taking the wine and passing it over the chal, anything l'chur, which is a karav adav shesham chalav yimim, anything which is karav adav, that is from the kol moed, l'chur, one should not do, al chashash of bizui oichman. Now, that making the pas moed. Now, there's another din of pas. The Mishnah Berurah talks about in Tefkot and Tet. He says this din of ein zarkin pas, that's even when it's not in the Talmud. The etzem din of zrikas pas is a bizoyin to the pas. Move mavur bebeis teisa v'shapaitim. The pas v'shivat v'mish harikun. V'didei after afilu im loyim asayim zrikim. Going to zark al gavim makom naki the zulzul of the pas. Says the Mishnah Berurah the zulzul of the pas to throw it even on the table. Memelo lachar when you cut your the challah on Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Samach Zayin Peches, he brings down the Magen Avraham, Aval lo yizrik chatichas hamoitzi al hashochel lefnei orachim. Do not throw, after you cut the challah, do not throw it to your guests who are sitting on the table. Afilu lo yinimas hamayachol alidei hazrika. Even if it's not going to become disgusting, k'moy she's bar mitzim is going to find out. V'oy nachadin, k'even she prusas hamoitzi al b'zoyin mitzvah. Not only is he b'zoyin oichon to the pas, since it's a mitzvah of the yurchiv of have pas on Shabbos, Mamela, it's considered not only is it bizarre neichon, it's bizarre in the mitzvah also. Mamela, one should be especially careful, even when he cuts the, not just even not throwing the whole challah, even throwing the chatichas pas, one should not throw. What's called throwing is anything which could be translated as throwing. Placing it down in front of you is a chur not, but anything which is a flip is can then that is a good. Even an underhand, the chur is, for those that play softball, that's the way that they throw. There's no, doesn't have to be a wind-up and a pitch. Her, anything which is considered a throw is a throw. I don't know if you have to mamash put it down, because it drops in front of the muscle. They bring down the Shalta Shuvah, the third Shuvah brings down the Tzav Sefer, that he would throw the pot. And he says that it's a daimit to Karzon, the Karzon is supposed to be Zerik to Yimurim, and Mila is attacking him to be Zerik to Pan. You have to know, Yesh, and you're going to Mishan Brura, Akari, one should not be Yimurim. It has to be something which is considered to be Zerik, because he's putting it down, and it actually falls out of your hand, or he's moving a little bit, Akari, that's not considered to be Zerik. So, which is a design, you flip it, Akari, that's to be Zerik. Even if it's a pizza, you should not use it as a food. Now, with regard to the din of bizui pas, there is nachadin. Pasus is also of bizayin. Gemara brings it down. Sofim kufir alvam beis. That one should not be tefila pas in a bag. It's kosher l'aniyas to hang pas in a bag. And Mela, they talk about all the different cases. Let's say first of all, the halacha is mefurish on Pesach, and after you clean up, you find the 10 pieces of chametz. You're scared that the achbar or chuldah is going to get to it. You're supposed to have put it in a bag and hang it somewhere. You shouldn't get to it. Say with Derech Mitzvah Chani, they talk about a case where they have the kids take their backpacks to school and they have inside the roll, they have inside their challah, the sandwich. So Shlomo Zalman says, since it's not considered, it's not done Derech Mitzvahim, the passion is also, it's wrapped up. You can see, I don't know, double wrapped, and it's not enough, that's it. He says it's not considered Derech Mitzvahim, it's not a pound. Now, Mashiach Lod and Tuva is the way that people throw out their bread in this country. They take it and they put it in a bag, and they tie it to the side of the garbage can. I'm not sure why they do that, first of all. What? You're not supposed to throw bread, it says why. Why are you shouldn't throw bread? Design. This is lucky design. This is the first, after design, it's always a design. Now, especially in use, though, possibly shouldn't do it either. After I was working with someone, at a time of that, I said maybe because no one's going to eat it anymore. He says that very often there's bread inside, that's very lucky. Even if no one's going to eat it anymore, Yesh line, if that's mafkiya, the kosher and yuso, it's good bread, and throw that to her, you have a concern of hanging the bread. Mela lechatila, one should not do it. The best way to do it is wrap it up and place it nicely in the garbage. And that's it. You throw it out. Instead of, I always thought that it's more of a design. First of all, the cats get to it a lot easier when you're tanking for them just right there. They don't have to even jump inside. You don't have to worry about the doors being closed. If you get it at all times, when it rains, it gets all disgusting. It's great. But the chara, that's blue in the safina, that's the chara, bigger design than sticking in a garbage bag, in the garbage can. What's that? In the design, 1 second, in a minute, we'll get there. The next halacha is with regard to design of Eichlin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Katan Yudalef. Shiroi Eichlin munachan al ha'aretz, oster leidech le'anichem. El atorach le'anichem, le'anichem mokhan dikim le'anichem, shofing and keep your shalom. You see food on the ground, oichon, doesn't mean say pas, oichon on the ground, and you have to pick it up. So, if everybody ever has gone with their head down for about 5 minutes outside, they'll probably pass by pretzels and Disney, and generally also you'll pass by a slice of bread or half a slice of sandwich, and you'll be busy most of the day picking up pieces of bread. So, I asked my worker about it. So, he said, if it's like a pas mikazai, then you don't have to worry. It doesn't have a shame oichon on it, and there's no chiz to pick it up. Now, if it does have more than, if it's more than a kazak, so really, there goes your pretzels and your biscuits and those things, and little flat pieces of bread. However, if it's a sandwich, a slice of bread, in a chanami, even though pashas, nobody's going to eat it anymore, but since it's roi lachila, it's din of oichon, so the verb you have to pick it up. Now, we did see b'shem of yashiv, but then the few for b'shem of yashiv, it's a soda, lachim tarnim, I think, few others, I think the Shuvah brings it down also, that if it's in a matzav, then no mamash, nobody's going to eat it, then it doesn't have a din of oichon anymore. It's not going to be there. Somebody brought down a mice over there, I think somebody from Zilberstein was going over the Yashiv, and they passed by, a piece of bread, and Zilberstein bent down to pick it up, and the Yashiv kept on going. We asked him afterwards, like, what I did wrong. So he says, even a hungry ani wouldn't go pick up that piece of bread from the bin. No one's gonna eat it. No one's gonna eat it. Doesn't have the Meichlin. Ramelo, you wouldn't have to pick it up. Ramelo, they want to say that if it's in, I don't know if he said this, if they were in diaphragm, that if it's in wrapped up in a bag, that somebody theoretically would eat it, then in a Hanami, then you wouldn't have to pick it up. Now, Lulay's in a Safina, I would say that even if it's wrapped in a bag, no one's going to pick it up. I can't pass in, but even if it's in the matzah, then no one's in mamash gonna eat it, especially if it's a half eaten sandwich, no one's going to take that sandwich. Even if it's in a bag. And even if the jelly is fluffing under his eye, still no good. But really, one half of the way, you wouldn't have to pick it up. What's that? which is Ruth Amalek, it's not going to make somebody's going to eat it. It's not an, it could be that nowadays, that people, when they eat it, doesn't have a... Let's see this, for her also, it would be mutter, if you understand that anything which people aren't going to eat, it's not considered, doesn't have a din of oichlin, it wouldn't have a din of oichlin, the her, let's see this, would also be mutter taking the bread outside. If no one's going to eat that bread, it's going to the garbage, then can then have a din of oichlin, can then wouldn't be, maybe also, if that's all kosher and juice, it's also going to be oichlin, meaning it wouldn't be a problem to hang the bread either. Yeah, but if no one's going to eat it. You have to do. Sometimes you see it when the pizza shops, they throw out the stuff and they own stuff and then the whole
people going and checking
through. But what's that? Want to be kosher? I once heard a member of the Shemer of Chaim that they asked him this halacha about bread and he says Pasha says tab. You don't have a chiv to pick it up. So Weiss said it's not because it's not, I don't know if it's not really a chilus, it's not, doesn't have a heter. What's that? Yeah, with her. But as not. What's that? I'm not sure. I just bring the mustache, I don't know why. Something which is not fast? Which is Roy Lachino. The Mr. Brewer continues and he brings down the more that we brought down before in the Ravuna. The Ravuna says, "Rabbi Chalada made my chilin into the behema." Omnam beli rabbi the sabbath malachim of Ravuna. And he brings on the Machas of the Shekel. Dem ein loy davar acher lachol ki im Michael Adam the kuli am a mutter. Vashem mishmuzen nagin arilan hatel lachol if it's pas. He brings up that it's mutter, maybe that is the reason why people are being made to give oifetz pas, so they don't have anything else to feed them, they don't have bird feed, maybe they just give them a pas. Now, that's what Joe Brook is about, he wanted to say that still you should not give the pas that you, the lechem. Don't give the lechem pila pas, don't take a piece of, if you have mamash no bread, then the chanam, according to the bishop, will be mutter. But the pas that they eat, let's say for Shabbos Shira, that you put out, you don't need to put out pas, that for the birds, you should wait, Mitzvah Shem, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You should put out bread that's leftover bread. Don't take the chatzila, a good piece of bread, to give them that once it's going to the garbage, so it's ready more common. That is for designer. Kufay and Maiz. Nish Echim is Eichon Umashkin Lefib with Loi Bracha, just to be Masakim the Halachas, and welcome to Zalam Eichon. If somebody started drinking something, and he realized that he did not make a bracha. Now, if all that he has to drink is that which is in his mouth, there's no more to drink, and he needs that drink, the din is, you swallow it, and you do not make a bracha. Not before him, not afterwards. Swallow it and do not make a bracha. However, if he's not dachuk for those drinks, he has more to drink, says Mr. Brewer, what's really to be knowing is to spit it out, not to be worried about the Bizarin Eichlin, the Hefter Eichlin, spit it out, that you should not be Nana Miyom with Zemwar Bechal, and then afterwards, take, if you have more, take a drink, and if you don't need a Bechal, then just Lachorah spit it out. However, says Mishnah Brura, if it's just a little bit that you have the ability to make the Bechal when it's in your mouth, then don't spit it out, rather make the Bechal while it's in your mouth. So maybe look, if you don't have any more to drink, and you can't make a Bechal, swallow it. If you do have more to drink, if you could make a bracha, make the bracha. If you can't make the bracha, spit it out, don't make the bracha, and then drink. Make the bracha afterwards and drink more. That's with regard to mashka. With regard to oichlid, it depends. If it's an oichl which does not become moist by spitting it out, you should spit it out, make the bracha, and eat it again. If it's something which does become moist, then mesalka the tzadim, and you make the bracha, and eat it. You do not spit it out. Now, I saw B'Shem Rabbi Asher, also the Eitzel Sadeh brings down, he says that even if it's something which is not moist, but it's going to be moist to everybody else you're sitting in front of them, if you spit it out. So all of a sudden you go, you have a, whatever it is, piece of cake, it's not so disgusting yet, you could spit it out, piece of chocolate, but you know, there's a lot of, there's another 5 people at the table, and they're probably not going to think the same way that you think. Mamela, he says, if you're Mavoyish also, you would be even if it's something which is not the Esim Niman, you'd be able to Nisato at Sodom and make the Bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to mention over here the din by it says, if it's something which is moist, so you should be Mitzalak with Sodim and make the Bracha. Now, he does not say the same thing that he says by Mashkin, that the best thing to do is to spit it out. He says, the Choyin Roy Dinik, the best thing to do is spit it out, don't be worried about the Mashkin, and make a new Bracha. Why don't we say the same thing when you get the Bach? Instead of putting it on the side of your mouth to make the Bracha, we should spit it out and spit it out, make a new bracha, and then eat a pas. Why did he take the misalkos sodom? So, as also the ones who were dying from Mishnah Berurah, like the Chayyadim says. The Chayyadim speaks to that. He says there's a difference between mashkin and oichlin. Mashkin, if you can't make the bracha when it's in your mouth, so you're going to have to swallow it without a bracha. Then you're going to be nenem and eichlin as a bracha. Now, if your choice is to lose the mashkin, to spit it out, to be machta the mashkin, or to be nenem and eichlin as a way bracha, it's better to be machta the mashkin and not be nenem and eichlin as a way bracha. When it comes to food, the whole thing is, should you be mitzalak with tzadim make the bracha? There's no tzadim in mitzalak with tzadim. The challenge is, are you going to be mekayim the din of imali piti l'asecho and make the bracha with a full mouth? Or should you put on the tzadim in your mouth and then make the bracha? Since there's no tzadim, so you're going to be mitzalak, the whole thing is, you're going to be losing is the imali piti l'asecho, memela is better to stick it on the side of your mouth and not be mitzalak the echel, some which is more. Don't say, oh, it's like mashkin and spit it out, make the bracha. No, since you're going to be ma'af, it's better to stick it on the side of your mouth and lose the milo of the ma'af pita l'zecho and not be ma'af l'zecho. Agav, we see from here that one should make a bracha when there's nothing in his mouth. Mamela, if you're having a piece of cake and coffee and you're making mazonos in the cake and you start eating it and it's very dry and you need to have a coffee, first you should swallow what you have in your mouth and then make the bracha on the coffee because you need a ma'af pita l'zecho. This is all if one chops in the middle while he still had it in his mouth, or while he still had more food, then he didn't make a bracha. Well, let's say a guy ate a whole tuna, and he realized afterwards he didn't make a bracha. What should he do? We saw in the Zugin, that's on the Machal Pasim, Tum Samach Zayin, that once you already finish the tuna, it's already too late, you do not make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says over there, that the Chatchila, one should go, if he could, in Tum Samach Zayin, Tavkot Memchev. However, if it's possible for him to eat a little bit more, he should make a bracha, he should find something else to eat, get another piece of bread and eat a little bit more to make the bracha. It comes out that the bracha can be chal on when he made before an also. In such a case. But chatchila, then, shouldn't go without making a bracha, he should try to find a little bit more food and make a new bracha. And Shari Tzvi points out, it says, in Mem Zayin, v'afilu musava, rak she'ina katru mezerni. Even if he's full. He ate a whole meal, and it's full. And therefore we should say that he shouldn't eat any more. As long as he's not disgusted by the food, Mechatzila should go ahead and find another piece of bread, make a bracha, to be kind of within, to nothing, to be nana b'layim l'zeb l'bracha. That is Kuf Ayin Beis. Kuf Pei Gimel is Eichli Yisnai B'Kush Al Bracha. A few of the Ikra Lavas. Meikur Divina, Rabbi Yechanan says that all we have left over is Hadacha, Shtifa, Chayim, Molim. And the other thing, and like Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham from the very later on, it's only Mitzvah Lechatchila. But the Ikur Divina that we have is Hadacha, Shtifa, Chayim, Molim. Now Hadacha and Shtifa, it's not if it's dirty, there's Shiri Kaisis, there's little pieces of bread in the, or the light inside of the Kais. In such a case, you have to wash it down. Lav Dach, you have to wash it out with water. Mishnah Berurah says you can even take a nap and you clean it. That's enough. Now that's all if it's dirty. If it's not dirty, kol shekein, if nobody used it before it, the minute is even if somebody used it before it to wash it out, but if kol shekein, if you washed it last week, once the Shabbos, and you put it away, now you're taking out for Kiddush, now you're taking out for Birkas HaMazon, there is no chiyuv b'klal to wash it, since it is tzav v'nafi. However, this is all als niglin, als nister, the b'nyan, that there is an inyan to do kavachayim, void, that there is an inyan al pisoid to do hadachan shifa, even though it is clean, you just bought it in the store cleaner, doesn't make a difference, there isn't a new shtifa and hadachah. Not only that, they bring down that all the rest of them also, there is an inyan, even when it's, let's say, meziga, the Beit Yosef already brought down Afi and Zoya, that there's an inyan to be do meziga, even by wine, under a wine, which is not shaykh meziga, but they're diluted to the hilt, or at least that they're not as strong as they used to be. Memela, There's no inyan of mezigah. In fact, it doesn't taste better when you put in the water. Even so, they say to add a few drops of water. Rabbi the Rav Hashem already points out, do not add too much water, because if you add a little bit more than a few drops, you're going to ruin the wine. That's according to the Mechaber. There's no... I don't know if they... That's how they're knowing. That's how they're knowing. They're knowing to the obvious side, I think, to do it in Berazar, it takes a bit of sense. Not only that, they bring down this Iter, which is one that they don't pass in life. The Torah brings down that we do all 10 of them except for Iter, and the Mechaber brings down all, he brings down 8 Sach HaKol except for Iter and Iter. Even so, they bring down from the Beinu Ma'aser Rav that he was going to do Iter, and he would have 6 places, also up his third, seems with wine around the Kreish Al Bracha. Now, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do this by Birav the Muslim. Despite the fact that I've seen people do when they get over a Kiddush, to put it on occasion, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do Iter to guard the Birav the Muslim. Have you seen it? So, those that are knowing up to say, I guess they choose which ones they do and work accordingly. What's that? What do we do? Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the Mishnah Berurah examined the Mishnah Berurah, that is Ramon, there's no one to do. What's that? Yeshem the Mayani and the Pazikin Tarva Mayan gave you. Hey, Noegan Mela Rasas, Mishnah Berurah says. The meal is the only thing that we don't have shlifa, we don't have adocha, it's clean. We have chai and moly. What's chai? Chai pashas they don't have because our yein is on chazakim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says we should mekayim. The Rishonim already say we mekayim the other dinim of chai that there are. The hainu is to take it out of the pour it out of the bottle l'shem the bracha. Don't pour it into have it on a different case and afterwards take it from that case. If you poured a cup of wine. And he said, I didn't want it at the end of the day, use it for Birkat HaMazon. No, you should take it out of the bottle specifically for this. There's another din of chai that it should be, the kreis itself should be mullin, should be shown, like the Mechaber brings down in Chef Gimel. Not only should be shown, says the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah brings down, even if the stem broke off, that the kreis itself, Betim could hold the wine, but if the stem broke off, that's also chasar in the chatchila, one should not use such a stem. Says Rav Moshe, according to this halacha. We see that you need a chashuv becher when you have a kreishal bracha. A melo, once the time you have a kreishal, that a disposable cup, the chatchila, one should not use a disposable cup. Chol doesn't have a din of a cup. Once it's done, when this magen avraham doesn't have a chashivas, chol, even if when its stem breaks off, it doesn't have a chashivas. And a disposable cup, which you can chuck out in a minute, doesn't have a chashivas. The big need in the poitki is ma'anenu, whether some people say plastic cups and not paper cups, some people say both of them, chashachat, plastic. Shem Zaman says that in Shmir Shabbat the Pasuk brings down Karakon Zayner Nunal that if it's the derech of people to even Adash Mechashuv use it as a suzo, you have a hard plastic cup. Even if you're going to throw it out afterwards from the Maisis, that's the derech of people use it and it does have a chashivas of a crate and you'll be allowed to use it. And even Ramesh that says that you shouldn't use it, he says, tough on it, if you don't have any other crate, Shem Zaman can't use it. That's it. If you look over there in the Ori, there's some other people that say that B'dievek could use it. Chalal, the whole din is only a hit of a chachilo. So, Memeva, if one doesn't have such a crate, he would be able to use a plastic cup. And after a perfect spot, they have nowadays these plastic cups that they made to look like becher. They look silver, and they don't look like regular. They even have the grape, the indentations and everything. And he said that lechatchila that would be mutter. That's not a problem to use such a thing. That's not a chashiva. I would think pastors also, they don't take that and throw that out after one time. At least to lend it a kiddush, you say, a regular, let's say, for example, I saw B'Shem Uchaim Kanievsky, he wanted to tell you that even if you want to use a plastic cup, but if it was used already by somebody, then you shouldn't use it. Because then that's like Hakervein all the Pechel. You wouldn't use that for a regular person to use a cup that somebody else used. Of course, you can wash it out, Pasha. To wash it out and give it to somebody, you wouldn't wash out a plastic cup against the time. From what I understand from a burger, without that. That's a chashuv kreis. You make it still look like a chashuv kreis. Even if you throw it out afterwards, it's not a problem. What's that? The chashuv kreis, we should be mekayim, another perushim of chai. But, What do you mean, if you have a plastic cup?
Yeah,
no, it's showing. A regular plastic cup. Yeah, but shasat chak, what's her? Or you could reckon the chai. At the end of the day, you could be simuch on the fact that this is considered zikr, according to the way that Rosh Hashanah is understanding it, is that if this is a koit that people use, then we reckon it a regular koit. Even if it's a plastic cup and it's going to be torn in afterwards, the lamaisa, that's the derech to use it. It's considered. Yeah, that's what he says. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Benizda. Chayim guf ha-koit shalmei rak b'tisir nizbera gam kin yesh lahakbir. Im lo shayim lahakbir yesh lahakbir. That's with regard to chai. With regard to mali, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, Mekoish ha-bracha yim alenu shiyem mali ha-kol g'day yisus. Mekoish ha-bracha, you should fill up to the top. Shiyem mali ha-kol g'day yisus should be tot. Up to the top. Mishnah Berurah brings down says, oh, those that do not want to fill it up all the way because it's going to spill will be very quick. And he says, Da'a d'mali nurakam mitzvah lechatchila ve'ina ma'akif. Mela, if you don't, to, especially if you're scared that it's going to spill, and you don't want to do it, we don't have enough wine, it's not a problem to be mali. It's not mali all the way. It's only mitzvah lechatchila. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you don't have a face mali. If you want to make a mali, you only have a half a cup. What do you do? If you look at the end of Kuf Pei Beis, Mishnah Berurah brings down, the last discovered in Pei Beis, Kuf Pei Beis, Lam Beis, he says, "Mem ainu yifal gam rak sheinu mali, v'mashi yish brak yish yish b'shir reviyas." You have reviyas in the cup, but it's not full. Your cup holds two reviyas, and your cup is not full. V'kuli yama mahani hamili afilu al yidei pas. You can take a piece of pas, stick it inside the becher, and that way it will cause the wine to go up. I wasn't sure why it's not starting to be there. The chori you have to say because it's Seraph Mitzvah, since Seraph Mitzvah is not a problem. Well, the Chorah, if he says, "Bedafka b'chaticha achas b'harbi," you're going to put in a lot of different pieces. Each by me is nachivena v'chachasecho. The gam other of a third by diach hakoyt kipurir pas. You have to clean out that kipurir pas. Now put in the kipurir pas. So I don't know exactly what he's talking about. If he's talking about kutah or something, or what type of pas is not going to become moist. Well, the Chorah, I heard that the other Chorah says that pas is not going to become moist. Well, the Chorah, I've heard that an eight to take cherry tomatoes, and to take grapes and things like that, stick it in, it doesn't become moist. And if you have something like that, definitely you should do that instead of using pas and make it a design. But that is the way. This is if you have a reviz. If you have a reviz, you don't have a mali. You want to have the sheet of the mali. You can lie in lachar. If you can even put it in lachar, you can put in ice cubes also. Just if it's going to melt, if too much of it is going to melt, by the time you shower, you'll be able to make a break for your gofen on it. Depending on how hot the day is. Cold wine, you don't have it won't melt so much. You'll be able to put in ice cubes. Lachar. What? Yeah, once you're moistening too much, you lose the bracha. More than a few drops, you lose the bracha. That's a good question. More than... Can you use rock? Why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you be able to use rock? If they're clean, it's not easier to use rock. Why not? I wouldn't say, can't say for sure. If you use rock, why shouldn't you be able to use rock? Zorik Evan Lamar Kulia. What's that? And you can see it? Yeah. Cherry tomatoes. Yeah, I have to know where the Makar of the cherry tomatoes is also. But, sometimes ice cube, if you get stuck to the bottom, you'll be able to. That's with regard to the Icarus 4. Now there's the other one, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, Da'ad ha-mashah uskir mitzv da'ad ha-tifzeh hiskir mi-bi-argo du'rak le-hidr mitzv le-chatkhila to do the other ones. The Mishnah Berurah brings down with regard to ituf that it is the minute to yesh nergi gankilis yor shemayim le-yavar p'mitznefes like yor shemayim should wear a hat. Yor shemayim should wear a hat. We're finishing in 2 minutes. Your shemayim should wear a hat, and you should wear for all those who want to go, please. Don't think that. What's that? You should wear a hat, and yesh megan gakim lisatzi begadelian to wear a jacket. However, Mr. Brew brings down as many gifts to wear a hat. He doesn't mention anything about wearing a jacket. I think Aruch Hashem says the same thing, and he says the many gifts to wear a hat and a jacket. Hashem Zalman says it seems that nowadays it is a man to wear a jacket. It's not the same meaning as a hat. A hat seems like that was already a Klal Yisrael from very early, from such a thing. But one mechatzila should wear a hem jacket. Now, this is also only mechatzila, and it's, even though he says afilu kshemivarch biyachad nikoyis, even though the whole din of Egypt is that when you have a koyis, you don't have a koyis. Mechatzila of the mayim ravir of the mother, one should wear a hem jacket or a hat or something. Up the covered kibud of the brachah. Says Dina Vashalom and Rav Tzion, he says, Mamela, if you're on the beach and you're eating in your bathing suit, you should put something on before you leave him here, that if you're even supposed to go and put on a jacket, you should not bench in your bathing suit off the cover of the brachah. What's that? Well, ask the chara, ask any brachah, that's when you should do it, but there's more of a chiyah by Birchas Hamazon than you find than everything else. What? Yeah, I've had a question. It says, I feel like she'll be very happy to be a Christian, Mr. Person. It seems that it is. Pashas it is because it's a Daraisa. And Mamela. But we find other things also with regard to Birchas Hamazon. The Taita says that you're supposed to sit down when you get to Birchas Hamazon. We find that there's 10 things that they said about Kesha Birchas Hamazon. That's why it's different than other brachas. That's why he says that's why it's different than other brachas. And even though other brachas you can say while you're walking, but Birchas Hamazon you shouldn't. So we see that there's a Chumra when you get to Birchas Hamazon. You see that there is a, that's even part of the bracha, with regard to the bracha itself, how you have to bench the bracha. We'll see in a minute. Now, halacha is, you're supposed to pick up the tefach, that people should not be mitiyach das in the bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, kufei hein, or the medakit, should bench out of the scissor. Now, you're supposed to bench out of the scissor and also hold up the kreis, and look at the kreis at the same time. So I saw a few people being murdered, I wasn't sure exactly what the shayla is. The whole reason we're supposed to be look at the Kesha Bracha, you shouldn't be seeing that in the Bracha. You're not, the Kher the Bracha of the Birch of the Muslim. Not the Bracha of the Birch of the you need to make the Bracha. The Bracha of the Birch of the Muslim. If you're looking in the Siddur, hopefully you're not going to be seeing that in the Birch of the Muslim. Mamela, the Kher shouldn't be a problem to look in the Siddur. Now, with regard to speaking during Birch of the Muslim, Mr. Bruce said, the Halacha is, Once the Mavarach speaks to the Kreis, he should not speak at all, and even the other people, the Zikr should not speak from the time that he starts benching, but even the Chatzilah before, he shouldn't start speaking. Now, till when should he not speak? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnasu HaKreis, Ba'ad Akash Piyasa Shulat Gemar Berach HaMazit, you should not speak until he brings the Reif HaNofen at the end of Berach HaMazit. Which means if you have Shavuot Brachas, and they finish benching, and they're doing the Shavuot Brachas, and they didn't make a Reif HaNofen until after they go through the Shavuot Brachas, you should not speak, don't you lose the next year. However, I saw that somebody said, I think the Chantinus says that the songs that they sing, the Kol Sosan and Kol Zimcha, that they're singing in the Bracha, that's the Seraph of the Bracha, it's really like it has to, it wouldn't be a problem. Everyone, it seems like. It seems like all these have to be regard to everyone. And the time he says, benching to the very great level. That's what it would seem. The Halachas of Shia, just to have Mishabura come down, he says the person who was showing in the middle of it wasn't. So, it's not if you're shy in a way that you cannot bench. If you have facilities, if there's a dirty diaper next to you, some reason that you cannot bench. Dino was also at the bench. In such a case, says Mr. Brewer, he comes out that if you were masik be bracha la bracha, even if you were shy in the ligmar kula, you do not have to go back and bench again. However, if it's in the middle of a bracha, if you were shy in the ligmar kula of the Muslim, you should go back to the beginning of that bracha. Now, how should you bench? Some people think that the halacha of Birch HaMazon is that it's like tefillah. The Rosh Hashanah points out that only dafka for sure the first three brachas, not the last brachas, which is the Rabbanan, din of tefillah, which would seem that you wouldn't be able to answer many Yishmer Rav and Kaddish. But if you look at the Chazon Ish, the Chavches Gimel, he wants to be mitzvah that you could say Kaddish and Kedusha, and that's how I saw that the bracha brings down Chaim Kanievsky, that you would be able to say Kaddish and Kedusha during Birch HaMazon. Other Rameins, you should not say, or Kaddish and Kedusha would be allowed to say. Zikr during the fourth bracha, for sure, you have to do any amin in the Arachaman. That's already finished by then, it's not a problem. Now, whether a person ate when he's walking, or he ate when he was walking in his house, or he ate when he was standing, or he ate when he was leaning, or he ate when he was sitting, he has a chiyuv to bench when he's sitting down. Now, with that, even by bracha achrayna pashtus, Mr. Brewer says for sure for bracha achrayna on chameshes mine dovan, one must sit down when he's making a bracha achrayna. Unless he was traveling, you're in the car and you're eating, since you're eating while you're traveling, you're also at a bench while you're traveling, you do not have to stop. However, if you were sitting down and eating, and then you got into your car to go traveling, that is also because since you ate when you're sitting down stationary, you should also bench while you're sitting down stationary. Stop if you were eating the whole time and you were moving. The last halacha is, also lavar for waiting to be malachim. just that we should read the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah Lashon. One cannot do a make a bracha and he's etched b'malachtei and he's mitzayin the kuf tadi aleph tifkot hay. Vipnei shem nirek kimavarach b'derech aray umikro v'afilu tashmish kal ofri lafet v'ein tarach loymer shlayasik v'dover shetarach losum libo yelo v'kot v'atashi shlizor shlim v'ayin akilu v'divir terev v'shash mavarach b'nech l'mozim כי זה אמר על יש אביר סמוזן אצלי רק על צד המיקרו להיז דמין ולאו דווקא בביר סמוזן הוא עדין כשראיתיק בשבילו או באיזה ברוך אחרת וזה נכלל במים יותר עשינו ומתאו פה אימי קרד ממש תפוסת את נתן לכם שלא יהיו המיטס אצלנו על צד המיקרו להיז דמין בעולם ומילא one should be extra careful when he's davening, when he's benching and they put out all types of things in shul all types of aluminium and gishmaka pictures and other things not to look at them while you're benching Chas v'chalil to be nechal on the pasuk and tell him to be caring. One should realize what he's doing when he's benching. Benching is one of the only mitzvahs d'oraisa that we're mekayim on a regular basis. And during the entire week, how many mitzvahs d'oraisa we have? 10, 12 mitzvahs d'oraisa we have. Memela, this is one of them. Memela, one should specifically during Birch HaMazen and even during other brachas and kilo, one should look at the siddur and not look in other places.